Now, Morgana was a suburban housewife and mother until she hit midlife. That was when she decided she'd had enough of being good.
Society does what your child does to you. Like, all kiddies, and I do remember even as a child saying, oh, I can't imagine my parents having sex. Well, I believe at 40 and 50, I got the impression when I wanted to go out and explore that society was saying, I can't imagine a woman 40 or 50 having sex, still wanting to have sex. And I think that's how I feel. It was like society was my child telling me, don't embarrass us, don't disgrace us, so I'm just trying to say, well, hang that.
Morgana's rediscovery of her sexuality is the basis of a new documentary by filmmakers Josie Hess and Isabel Peppard. The film follows Morgana's journey from despair to feminist porn icon. Isabel told Annie Haswell about the project.
Her 50th birthday experience was to be suspended in a giant bondage installation in the form of a phoenix, which is something that feeds into her personal narrative and personal transformation. I'd never heard of her before. I didn't really know much about her. But after talking to her and finding out that only 2 years ago, her whole role in life had been, I guess, the role of a very conservative, almost kind of 1950s-style housewife. I became really fascinated by, how a person with this type of background makes this extreme leap into becoming, an auteur in feminist pornography. I mean, it seemed like, a kind of huge, not only kind of character transformation, but it's kind of very extreme decision to go down that path, I guess.
She must be quite an extreme person, though, because she was actually contemplating suicide when this all happened, wasn't she?
It was like a culmination of a whole bunch of things, I think. I think that after her divorce, her sense of identity was really kind of tied into this idea of being like a trophy wife and a mother and a housewife. And she had a lot of problems with her weight. She struggled kind of with obesity, and she was very rejected by her ex-husband after that, and she felt that she didn't fit into this mould of the trophy wife anymore. So I think that when the marriage broke down, she was in this place where, this whole identity that she'd built around herself had kind of burnt to the ground in a way. She was kind of floating, almost like nameless and stateless, trying to find, a reason to kind of keep going on. So I think the suicide attempt was like a culmination of kind of many, many years of these things going on for her.
And then she decided to have one last fling and hire a sex worker, and that's how everything changed in her life.
Yeah. So that was, I think when you're in that place where, you're almost in this kind of void, where you kind of have experienced almost complete ego death, where you kind of, you don't really know what your identity is. And in some ways, like, she was in this kind of dark void and this spark, of life kind of came into her. And I think that she hadn't been touched in 15 years, and it wasn't just sex, it was intimacy, it was hand-holding, it was kissing. And, people experience this thing called skin hunger, and it can really affect people's mental health as well. Like, humans need touch, So this experience with the sex worker was so profound to her. It changed the way that she saw the world to some degree, but I think it also gave her hope that there was something else, in life for her, but also that, she was able to see herself as a woman again.
Like, she certainly is, though. She's certainly made a pretty extreme change from being the housewife, the, very unhappy housewife, to being a feminist porn star.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of the reason that happened is that she didn't see herself as a woman anymore. Like, by the end of the marriage, she said she just didn't feel like she was a woman. So part of the reason that she put it on screen is that she needed to prove to herself that she still was a woman. And she found the eye of the camera kinder in a way than the eye of the mirror. Like, she felt by recreating herself on the camera as a woman who is sensual, as a woman who deserves to be touched, who deserves to feel intimacy, like, she found it easier to see that on film. So in a way, like, the pornographic medium of film has been, it's been a way that she can accept her own sexuality but also share it with other people. So it's been a powerful kind of transformative thing within her life.
And there's some big issues at play there to do with obesity, to do with ageing, to do with sex, all those things, which I guess is what you pick up on in your film.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely a big part of it. I mean, it's really a personal journey, and I think that by the nature of, you know, her age and who she is, the personal becomes political, because we don't see, often in society, we don't see, you know, women over a certain age, you know, represented, you know, with this kind of sexuality or as sexual beings.
Filmmaker Isabel Peppard. But, well, the film hasn't got to the screen yet, but if you want to help with the crowdfunding, the details will be on the Wires website.